All right, everybody, welcome back, man. Welcome back to the first episode of 2023 from the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Randall. You already know, man. I got my boy LJ and the OG Dad with me, man. Y'all go ahead and talk to these people, man.
What's up?
Good.
All right, for all the people, the OG listeners and the new ones, y'all probably looking, if you looking through the video, if you looking through the audio, y'all ain't gonna notice. But if you looking through the video, you're wondering why the hell we like this. So just to
why answer, is there not a light in my face right now? What is going on?
And to answer y'all questions, your boy got his own apartment. Now it's been a hassle, but I've been here for almost two weeks, I'll say.
But yeah, right around there, yeah.
Your boy got an apartment, so we moved the Discord. We moved the podcast to Discord now. So for all the OG listeners, we're gonna be doing this probably until we make it big. If we make it big, we're gonna get a warehouse and we're gonna look professional. But until then, we're gonna keep it like this. But that it's been 2 weeks, man. I know you got some sports talks you wanna talk to us, so go ahead and talk to these people, man. What's going on in sports, Dad?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about what happened in the Bills-Bengals game with DeMar Hamlin. He, in the middle of the game, took a hit to the chest while making a tackle. Got up, instantly fell back down, went to cardiac arrest. Was transferred straight to the hospital. Today, he's motioning, he's talking, but he's not out of the woods yet. Hope and pray that he's going to be okay. It was hard to watch, you know. It was very hard to watch. It was a sad scene. NFL, bless them. They had properly trained people over there to help them with the incident because they had seconds in between to get this right, and they got it right. So.
Right.
Good for them. Good for DeMar Hamlin, too. Also, on that same day, which is sad because ain't nobody talking about it, Donovan Mitchell from the Cavaliers scored 71 points.
That happened on the same day?
Same day. Excuse me. He scored 71 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds.
Well, we're going crazy that night.
And boy, we're going crazy, and nobody could talk about it because what happened?
Right,
it's crazy.
He still got drug tested though.
Oh, he instantly got drug tested the next day.
Yeah, I saw that when he tweeted it. I'm like, they don't want that boy to be perfect.
Nah, they just try to find an excuse, you know. So, but that's pretty much the big news for sports right now.
You forgot one thing though. Well, you probably ain't forget because your team gone. Georgia and TSU.
I thought you was going to be petty.
No, what you mean? What you gonna
talk about? How Tulane beat them in the final seconds at USC?
No, talk about it. Okay? Talk about it.
Gosh,
I thought that's where he was going with it.
I wasn't going to go there. I wasn't going to talk about it because I didn't want to talk about how the Auburn's bowl game go. How did that go?
We know they didn't make it to the bowl game. I'm fine with that.
Oh, okay.
You wasn't going to make it nowhere.
If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. You know?
Why are you getting mad at me? Randall was the one. That's where I thought he was going. You know how petty Randall is. We just had a whole conversation about him being petty.
I just said so, Georgia and TC, whatever the Christian school is.
Texas Christian and Georgia.
That's where I thought he was going with it. I was not in. I was being quiet. I'll tell you this though.
The TCU Michigan game and the Georgia Ohio State game were great games. Both of them were great games.
Right.
So, I'm going for Georgia because I don't go for anything Texas Christian personally. So, outside of Daniel Tomlinson, you know.
Yeah, hold on, did they beat USC? You know.
No, we didn't play. We didn't play each other.
No, they ended up two different reasons.
Yeah, like. Come on.
See, man. I told you.
He was going for the petty. He was going for the petty.
I told you.
Okay. Mildred, who you going for? Even though I probably know who you going for, though.
I'd probably go for Georgia. I really don't care, but the only reason I'm with you though.
The only reason why I'm going with Georgia is because the dude is 26, 25 years old.
Talking about the quarterback?
Yeah. He about like he 20. That's all. I don't know. Is a man. He's a grown.
They all 20. He's a freshman.
Well, yeah, but still, he's supposed to be in the NFL with Joe.
No, he's not. He was not that good. He did not get good till last season. That was
all. I'm saying, I don't.
He's one of those guys the commercials be talking about. Like, yeah, I play Division I sports, but here am I working at National Car Rental. He was one of those guys.
Oh no.
All I know is I just hope it's a good game. I want the SEC to bring it back, but you know, it ain't too much we can say. But now I wasn't finna be petty because to be honest with you, I did not know USC didn't lost. I'm just gonna keep.
Oh, we lost on the last play.
I did not.
It was literally the last play. I turned the game off because I thought they were gonna win no matter what.
I did not know, and it been two. No, it's been a couple of days since
that was Monday. The game was
now,
Monday.
If I was doing all this moving around and stuff, I probably would remember. But now I ain't remember. So I ain't gonna be petty to that. So,
but yeah. I understand. We a petty podcast. It's cool. You know, I get it.
That's y'all. I don't be petty. I put facts out there. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Okay.
But Dad, that's all you got to talk about in sports, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna add a petty counter to that to the thing. And every time you say something petty, I'm just gonna go ding.
You can if you want to, but like I said, I don't be petty. I be stating facts.
Okay.
All right. So for all you folks out there, that is if my phone can unlock. There we go. That's your talk from me. Sports talk brought to you by Dad. All right. Now let's jump into it. Now, over the 2 weeks that we've been gone from podcasts, a lot of stuff in anime went down. But I'm just gonna go over like, you know, the major stuff. All right, we're gonna kick it off with this. New main character of the Naruto manga will be chosen by fans. Now before y'all say anything, I think Manito was chosen to be the new manga thing, but where they go do his backstory and stuff.
Was it Baruto?
No. This is separate from Baruto. I know you're trying to do. No, this is separate from Baruto. This is separate from Baruto. But yeah, they chose Manito to be have his own manga. Like, you know, go his backstory from growing up from a kid all the way to Hokage. So how y'all feel about that?
It's cool, I guess. As we say every time, anything with Naruto, it's a cash grab.
Y'all think that's a cash grab?
They just need to let it die.
Did they let Naruto die or Baruto die? All of it.
Baruto because it's bad. Naruto because you keep trying to do stuff. Like, I guess that's been... I've never been interested in Minato backstory. I understand that's Naruto's dad and everything, and I understand he was like one of the strongest ninjas, but all the Hokages are technically the strongest ninjas for the Leaf Village, technically.
Right.
It might have been okay if they did the backstory of like the first two Hokages, like I can't remember their names at this moment in time, but maybe you did that to understand why they hate the Uchiha family, what Madara did, and all that might be interesting.
Actually, if it was in Shippuden, they did a filler episodes about that.
Right, but I'm talking about make it completely like
More detail and everything.
He did the whole entire thing, but that might be interesting to me. But like I said, I just think it should die. To be honest, I think Naruto has had an ending. It had a beginning, middle, end. It ended. Everybody was satisfied with the ending. Nobody asked for Baruto. Nobody asked for no prequels. I I'm just saying.
Okay. That's it before you start preaching, yeah. LJ?
That's it. To help him on that. He did that on his own.
Well, we gonna end it there before LJ break his monitor over
there. I didn't even say nothing. As Randall would say, I only spoke facts.
I mean, that's what you did last time, and then you start spazzing out on us with Barb.
No. That's because you said something that was just automatically incorrect.
That was the article.
You knew that was going to trigger something. So again, this is back onto you and your problems that you have being petty.
I was just reading the article. You took it to heart.
No. You knew the reaction that was going to happen.
I didn't know you hate Barto like that.
Yes, you did.
Okay, LJ. Well, for everybody out there, before LJ breaking Barto, for everybody out there, Manito is getting his own manga. I don't know what it's going to be published, but, you know, everybody picked him. I think they're going to do more after him, I think. I don't know. I gotta look and see, but he getting his own manga. So that's that. Chainsaw Man. Hey, y'all ever got to watch Chainsaw Man? Y'all don't know.
No.
Yeah, I know of it.
Okay.
I haven't watched it. Now, I heard of it, but like I just
now I've seen clips.
Here's the crazy thing. Chainsaw Man, a petition started to remake the anime. Now here, check this out.
I've heard about this one.
Japanese fans said Chainsaw Man anime direction, CGI, and voice acting is not up to par. They started their own petition to remake the anime.
Yeah.
Y'all talk about petty.
So this is the old man in me. Right. Remember when they did this with Sonic the Hedgehog?
Now we gonna keep it real.
For the movies.
Yeah, okay. Movie, let's keep it real. That need to be done. Let's just keep it real.
Okay. That being said, okay, whatever happened to like artist discretion and how the artist wants their art to be displayed?
Well, you know,
that's like when can, like, if I draw something, right? If I draw something and I present it to people, so this is what I want to be, and this is my interpretation, and this is how I want to show it. Who are you to tell me I did it wrong?
I feel that. But
you know, now, saying all that, the animation was not that good. So it might need to be, but I'm not gonna be the one to tell them that if that's what the artist wants, then that ends the conversation. If it was budget reasons, then okay, then I get it. Then like, okay, I get the petition and everything. But we gotta talk to the artist first and ask him what he wants before we do anything.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't care if I was the look, I like it. If y'all don't like it, we ain't remaking it because that costs more money. But LJ, what you got?
Oh yeah. Well, and it's not like it's gonna bring any new fans.
True that.
Right, so I agree with that. It's like, I'm always a fan of let the artists, you know, do their thing and make their vision known rather than having them be forced to put certain things in and things like that they don't care about and they won't write good about. And so I'm fine with that. Now, animation-wise, true. Okay, maybe the animation is not up to par to what people want it to be. And I get that, I honestly do. But you don't know the reasons why the animation looks like this, or, you know, Dad said there might be budget restrictions. So, but I understand that this is also one of the top mangas, anime adaptions that people have been wanting for years. So it's just like, it's like me, if there was a live action Yu Yu Hakusho, I've said this before, if it's not up to par, I'm burning down the studio that made it or whoever was involved in it, right?
You're not going to jail for that.
I am. I will go to jail for that.
Okay.
But that's how you, right. but that's the thing I'm talking about. It's like you are so in love with something that you just want it to be good. And understandable, like the old school Naruto. And the reason I don't like anime depths is because most of them are trash. There's never been, to my knowledge, some say the one in Japan is pretty good. I forgot which one it was. There was one in Japan that was made that was supposed to be pretty good. But from all the ones I know, the English adaption ones, each and every one of them are trash. So that's why I'd be like, I don't want Yu Hakusho to have an anime adaption. So it's just, or the live action adaption. So it's just, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad, but there's no reason to make a petition because it's not going, nothing gonna happen. Right? It's not like you're petitioning to the government and the government has to listen to you. You're petitioning to a studio and the studio says, oh, cool, and then throws it away.
You got a point.
So, I mean, that's just me.
Well, you know, if they, all I know is, people over there, when it comes to anime, it's a hit or miss. Let's be real. But for all the fans out there, I don't think they remaking it because the article didn't say.
They're not going to remake that.
I'm pretty sure they ain't because, like I said, it's going to be money involved. But for everybody over there, the Japanese fans instead of us, they don't like the CGI. I thought the CGI and the voice acting was good. And apparently everybody over here liked it too, so I don't know what they got going on over there. So for everybody about Chainsaw Man, the Japanese fans made a petition to remake the anime. Like I said, I don't know what's wrong with it. It looked good to me, especially when I saw videos on TikTok. So I don't, you know.
It's all right. It's not great. It's all right.
Yeah. So I don't know. So that's them over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One Punch Man denies rumors of MAPPA animated next season. I don't know, Dad. Have you watched One Punch Man? Have you?
I told you I stopped at the end of season one, so I was okay. Like, I gave it a chance. It's like I'm just
hit or miss.
Yeah.
So how y'all?
Didn't we already know that? Didn't we talk about that before that MAPPA was doing it?
No. Yeah, this is like they were. Yeah, we talked about this.
About it, yeah, but I guess it was false. According to the article, MAPPA denied, One Punch Man denied that MAPPA is remaking anime. At first, it was confirmed that MAPPA is making season 3. Now, it's being, on One Punch Man Twitter, they made a tweet saying MAPPA denies rumors of One Punch Man being animated by them.
Nah, they
MAPPA don't want to be associated with it.
No, they denied the rumors because if they knew they was making it, that's 8 animes, and then they got to get looked into the Japanese labor force for overworking their employees.
So many animes going on right now. I don't know. How many animes are they making now?
They making 4 or 5. That's including movies, too.
They making some movies, too. So, all I know is I just want One Punch Man Season 3. That's all I want, because with him and forgot the other dude name in the first number one hero, man, that manga was going crazy. So I'm looking forward to season 3, but I guess we ain't gonna get it no time soon. I don't know who gonna pick it up. So for everybody out there, we just gotta wait probably a couple more years until One Punch Man season 3 come out. Now this here shocked me. Well, it ain't shocked me, but you know, Hunter x Hunter is going back on hiatus because the author's health went back bad.
That man just needs to give it to somebody else to finish it for him. He gets too sick too often. I don't know what's going on with him, but for his health, he needs to just give it to somebody.
That's what I said. Dan, how you feel about that?
There isn't such thing as, like, you know, like, just hold it on for too long. You know, I feel bad because, you know, nobody wants him to go through the health. That's not what we're trying to say. But when your work is being a detriment to your, because of your health, it's time to like give up the work. But like, I'm sure he can still, I don't know if it's like a money issue or something like that, or a status issue for him. That's probably why he's not giving it up. Maybe, I don't know. But like at some point though, like if you want Hunter x Hunter to keep going, and it's a good anime, don't get me wrong, it's a good anime and manga. It's just, you know,
from what I heard,
you can't let your health deter from it.
What I heard, the reason why he didn't give it to anybody because he don't want nobody to touch it. He wants to finish Hunter x Hunter himself.
I mean, you're about to say, again, this the creator of Hunter x Hunter is the same creator for Yu Yu Hakusho. So I'm not surprised by that. But again, he needs to give it up because every time I'm hearing about it, he's sick. He's getting himself into an early grave over this thing. And I appreciate his work ethic, but work ethic don't get you into an early grave. It don't make you extra money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he, for what I heard, he wants his drawings to be a specific drawing. And he don't want nobody else to touch it. So.
Me, I don't know. I'm like, maybe that's just me. I'd be like, if I'm too sick, I'm giving it to somebody I trust. I mean, he has people.
Right.
I'm sure he trusts to finish it. And then if they are his friends or they respect him, they would go to him and be like, hey, look at these. Which one do you like? And what do you want me to change on it? He could do that. He could just be.
You don't have people you trust. Maybe he don't.
Isn't he still married to the author of
Sailor Moon?
Yeah.
No, is she?
Do you think he trusts her?
Sailor Moon? I think she does some manga. I don't think she do
Sailor Moon. I thought she still does a manga or two. Or at least I thought they were still married.
I think the dude who do One Piece is married to the lady who do Sailor Moon. I think.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
But I'm pretty sure he married somebody who, I think so, because I read an article back in the day. I think he was married to somebody who was drawing a manga or something like that. But I don't know. For what I was reading, like I said back in the day, he don't want nobody to touch it but him. So, you know. So, but for all the Hunter x Hunter fans out there, we gotta wait. I guess we're gonna wait another 6 years. I guess I don't know. But his health gotten worse, according for what this post says. So, yep. It's going back on hiatus. For how long, we do not know. Hopefully, he just say, screw it, like LJ say, and he pass it on to somebody else and let them finish it. And then just call it even after that.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he the same manga artist that got sick because he played, like I'm not saying, it wasn't Elden Ring, it was one of the Dark Souls games, but he played, like, Dark Souls for, like, 6 months straight or something like that.
No, he was sick way before Elden Ring came out.
Okay, I remember there was one manga artist that just made himself sick because he stayed up all night drawing his manga because he wanted to play Dark Souls for 6 months straight.
I heard about that.
He got super sick.
It wasn't him though. He was sick way before that.
That I couldn't remember if it was him or somebody else. Okay,
but I know you're talking about. I was reading that too. I forgot what anime, manga, wherever. I forgot which one he was doing, though. But I heard about it, though. Now, Mob Psycho 100, the one that was beating, be petty, I'm sorry. The one that was beating My Hero in Bleach in the weekly polls is officially ended after 6 years. Now, they say it's a possibility for season 4. So how y'all feel about One Punch? I said One Punch Man. He was connected to One Punch Man. But how y'all feel about Mob Psycho 100 come to him after 6 years?
Dad?
LJ?
I don't think Dad watched it.
I mean, I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't. I mean, I watched Mob Psycho. It just didn't interest me enough for me to watch
it. I saw
it.
The first 5 episodes. I was like, it's cool, but like, I'm not gonna binge this right now.
Right, it wasn't something I was like that interested in. So I don't want to. I mean, it ended. It's cool. It did its thing. I think from what I've heard from people, it was pretty good. I do like the openings. The openings are pretty good, especially the first one. But yeah, good for them. I'm happy for them. If they return, they return.
Man, say good for them.
I mean, what else you want me to say?
Nah, you're right. But I'm just saying, I love Mob Psycho. Like I said, I'm surprised that for like a couple weeks it was topping My Hero Bleach and all that for like a good bit. So he got a fan base, and like I said, I like
it. He does have a fan base.
I like
it. Yeah, I respect the fan base and everything.
I will say go ahead, Dad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Cause I will say, if for all the One Punch Man people out there or fans out there, I will say that there will help you over until One Punch Man season 3 come out. Because like I said, it was made by the same person who made One Punch Man. So it's kind of like a good alternative, I'd rather say. So for everybody out there, Mob Psycho 100 comes to an end after 6 years. And we might get a season 4, according to what the article says. So just cross our fingers at this point. Now,
I don't know. You know, it'll be a perfect transition to this.
I'm not finished. I ain't done yet, though. I ain't done yet. I got
I don't want to say it.
This is your fault.
I don't want to say it. It ain't my fault. Because I know y'all, and I know what y'all gonna do when I say this article, and I just don't want to argue with y'all because I've been telling y'all the truth for almost 2 billion years. But don't interrupt me. Let me just read the article.
I'll let you finish.
Let me read the article. Let me go ahead. I gotta clear my throat for this. According to the ACC from Japan, Attack on Titan won Anime of the Year. Let me repeat that. Attack on Titan won Anime of the Year.
I got a bot button.
In 2022. It beat My Hero and Cyberpunk Edgerunners. I'm sorry. I'm going to save my speech for last. I want to hear from y'all.
There is no speech.
Who voted for this?
All of Japan.
How many votes did he get?
He don't say. He probably did, but the article, I don't know. But
was the article written by Randall?
See, why y'all being
petty? I just want the credentials of this article.
Why y'all being petty, though?
I just want the credentials.
Why y'all just can't?
What's wrong with me wanting the credentials?
You just gotta go. It said ACC, so you just gotta Google ACC.
You literally just want to put any time. Become on this podcast, you want to scream to the heavens that Attack on Titan is the best anime out there. When you yourself said that you went through 2 seasons of trash.
What'd that say? If it can zoom in or clear.
I see it.
That's all.
I just want some credentials. That's all. I want some credentials.
The whole credentials came from Japan. That's all I got to say. LJ, what's your thought, LJ?
I'm not going to say that.
You ain't going to say nothing?
I'm not going to say a word.
Well,
and there's no point in fighting you, so just go ahead.
All I got to say is this. When the last part come out.
When?
50 years.
When?
It come out sometime this year.
See, here's the thing. Y'all like talking about projection and like how you hope something is good right now. Well, you know dang well right now you got My Hero who is killing it right now.
It beat its best arc. Let's keep it real, Dad. The manga where it's at now is probably the best, you know, the best arc, but we ain't gonna get to that point probably in four or five years. In My Hero, but they're already getting to the arc right now.
It's not gonna take that long. They're already working on it.
No, I'm talking about not for the anime, not the manga.
Isn't that the next arc?
No.
No. But we got the Vigilante arc, and then we got the next arc is what coming up.
No, it's a no. I'm talking about right now in the manga with My Hero. The one you remember, you showed me the picture.
Oh yeah,
that one.
But that's coming up. That's not too far ahead. No, we're not too far behind.
if they depend on how they do it, it may take them 2-3 years for that.
It's not taking that long.
Unless they take a break. Unless they take a break, it shouldn't take that long.
They might take a break. They might take a break because they took a break on this one. They take a break on every.
They take they take a season off.
Well, all I gotta say is this: the way they're at now in the manga.
See, this is why AOT is not the best anime because they got fans like this.
Yeah, fans that don't know what a season is. You know
where My Hero is at right now in the manga, it will probably top this arc now whenever it get animated. Dad, am I wrong or right?
You're not wrong, but the current arc itself that's on the anime is better than anything on Attack on Titan.
According
period.
To ACC of Japan is not.
Okay. I'm asking you, Randall.
Yes, sir.
Man to man.
Yes, sir.
One to one.
Okay.
The current arc in the anime of My Hero, is it better than Attack on Titan?
No, sir.
Why not? I need a reason.
Number one, Attack on Titan.
Crazy.
Number one, Attack on Titan from season one, part one to part two. The story has been amazing. What Aaron did is amazing. What it did was it made you go back to season one, two, and three to rethink and be like, oh, I see why he did that. It made you go back because they had Easter eggs in season one, two, and three. You know what? I don't got to explain myself because when this.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All I got to say is when this last part come out, it will be My Hero again, Bleach again, Demon Slayer, any other anime. I guarantee you that. That's all I got to say. Because like I said, go ahead.
So hear me out. You think Attack on Titan has better storytelling and character arcs than My Hero?
100%.
But they have a story, they die. As soon as they have a story, they're dead.
That's what makes it good.
I mean, come on. There is no arc there. It's a straight line.
All I got to say is Attack on Titan won Anime of the Year of 2022. That's all I got.
It's some no-name poll.
Yeah, you'll bring any bogus poll to feed your ego. No, it's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good, man.
It beat y'all.
We'll have this fight next time it comes on. It's going to be every time.
It beat y'all favorite anime in 2022, and when it wins again in 2023, we're gonna have this same conversation again.
Alright.
That's all I gotta say. So for everybody, the glorious fans of Attack on Titan is out there. We won.
All seven of y'all.
We won the Anime of the Year for 2022. Alright.
This dude said we won.
We did won.
Because
Attack on
Titan. Like, yeah, you did something.
I did do something. I watched greatness unfold in my eyes.
Oh,
man, look here. How y'all feel about Demon Slayer getting a new movie?
Cause you I seen
y'all the link to the movie, right?
Yeah.
How y'all feel about it?
I mean, it's a new movie, and I'm not gonna say they milking everything out of it, but they are. But they try.
It's too early to be it's too early to be milking it, but they're laying it all thick though.
Because it said,
oh, there's not too much left for Demon Slayer. It's only like two or three more arcs.
Two more arcs after this season coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
you got this one. Then you got the training thing, I think. And then you got the castle where they go and beat all the high level demons or something like that. I think. Maybe. Could be wrong. I don't know. All I know
you're not. I mean, you spoiled it for people, but you're not.
I mean, if you come on now. They should know. I mean, I know, but I'm just saying.
It's just like the anime AOT fans don't know about the ending, but everybody keeps saying it's trash, but they don't want to believe.
All I'm saying is I didn't technically spoil it. All of you know, we all know the plot of Demon Slayer. It's the Slayer of Demons. So, right. So I didn't spoil it. Now I can spoil it now because I can tell everything. But, you know, I'm not going to do that because I ain't finna get death threats. You know, but.
You know, spoilers are a thing, even if you say something about it, it's still spoiled.
All I'm saying is.
I'm just saying.
Attack on Titan going to be Demon Slayer next year.
I can't wait this episode.
Let's talk about it.
LJ, what are we going to do when this anime is over? What is Randall going to do when this anime is over?
Nothing. He's just going to waste away in his bed because he ain't got nothing else to do or watch.
All I got to say is this.
He going to be like, AOT, where's my AOT? What am I going to do?
When December of next year comes around and they bring this thing back up, they gonna win again, y'all don't want to be here because I'm not letting that down. I'm not.
That's so far away. We're talking 2024,
especially December. Because this is the last season. Oh boy, y'all don't want to see me win if they win.
It's been the last season for 3 years.
You're right. I'm not even gonna lie. It should have been ended 2 years ago. But guess what? We keep on winning at the animated year, so I ain't tripping. Especially on two parts, two parts. I don't know which one they count. All I know, we win the war. They may not even win the war because it's still considered one part. I don't know. But if we win in 2023, Attack on Titan goaded for life.
Hey, LJ, next week, Randall's going to have an article say three people in Connecticut have voted that Attack on Titan is the best anime of the year.
Y'all just hating that y'all favorite anime didn't win, though.
But I don't care.
I know
because I have taste that my anime is better. So
it's okay. You know,
it is okay that your anime is trash. It's okay.
It's okay. Hey, one person's trash, another man's treasure. Am I right? Ain't I right?
Look at him. I don't even think you want that treasure.
Y'all just hate that. Y'all don't like the anime, but it getting way much attention that y'all wanted to get.
You gotta realize something. Both me and Dad have said we don't care about the anime. It's all right. It's just not our cup of tea.
Okay.
You the one who keeps forcing it down our throats.
I've been stating the obvious.
This is your fourth week in a row where you have shown us an article about AOT. And I got the proof. They are on YouTube. This is the fourth time.
But why can't I can't share news to y'all?
No, not by AOT.
Okay. I'm not gonna share no more.
We understand that you're a fan, and we get it. You know.
I'm just.
You know.
Saying,
so you got your blinders
on. It's trash. It's just saying, trash.
When it comes to Attack on Titan. Trash.
It's trash.
You're the toxic relationship.
Right, stop right there. Trash. You said it. AOT is trash. Right? Okay. Next topic.
When it comes to Attack on Titan, trash shouldn't be in the same sentence. That's all I gotta say.
It is the sentence.
Well, according to this article right here.
According to this no name people that we have no way of verifying.
It beat My Hero. It beat One Punch Man. Oh, not One Punch Man. One Piece. It beat Cyberpunk. It beat. Did Demon Slayer come out in 2022? No? I don't know. It beat Demon Slayer. I'm throwing it out there. I could be wrong. I don't know. All I'm saying is Attack on Titan on top. All right. Let's go ahead and get to the major topic before y'all go crazy on me. Now, the last episode we were talking about, or we talked about for a little bit. Ash officially left the Pokemon series or anime game, whatever. Now, it's been theories all over the place. I don't know. It could be true. It could be wrong. Who knows? But even though we talked on it for like, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, something like that. Dad, I'm gonna let you start off first because you played Pokemon before me, LJ. how you feel about everything going on with Pokemon, with Ash leaving, what you expect, everything, what you got going on?
Are we going to see at least get a glimpse of Ash grown up? Because Ash got to at least be in the 40s at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right.
So, like, are we going to, like, flash forward or... Like,
I'm gonna say no to that. I'm gonna just say he gonna be like every other anime dad and be.
he gonna be on a picture on somewhere. He's gonna see right. a picture.
He's gonna be like the great Ash Ketchum, you know, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody trying to be like him or whatever.
Was he gonna be like Goku or Gon from Hunter X Hunter or no? Whatever his dad name is, I forgot.
Gon, his dad.
Yep.
Yeah, he's gonna be gone somewhere. Yeah, you're right.
So that's why everybody think the girl in the picture for the new anime is his daughter.
Let's talk about you. I think that's his daughter for real.
It might be.
It would be a cool thing to do, in my opinion.
I agree.
My father, OJ, go ahead.
I was just gonna say to make that his daughter to keep in the bloodline, I guess.
Now, I don't know if y'all been up to date with this, but I've been, for the past couple weeks, I've been up to date with it. Coming from the lady herself who voiced Ash in a dub, I think she only do dub, I don't know. But coming from her, she says she's done with Ash. So she's not voicing Ash anymore. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Now, they could bring somebody in.
Because like only way she'll do Ash again if it was like a if it was like what's the word I'm looking for like a cameo appearance or something like that, because people always do a cameo. She's not gonna do it like full time.
Right. Yeah, they could be like, hey, you busy in 2 weeks? No, all right, we need you to come over here and do this script for 10 minutes. We gonna bring Ash back in for 10 minutes. Cameo in this special episode. That could happen though. I don't know, but for what she was saying, because she made like a whole documentary on her TikTok. For what she was saying, she's out of Pokemon. Like she would not be working with them no more.
Yeah, I'm sure. She's gone. They don't need her no more. Ash is retired. For now, I'm not gonna say that later. For right now, whoever makes the animes, the show, whatever. They have no plans for Ash right now. He's not going to be in. Again, it's going to be like we said. If that is his daughter, he's going to be on a picture somewhere that says it. Or they want him to have a older voice instead of his, you know, the 10-year-old voice that he done had for 25 years.
Right.
And they, or they get somebody to play him. Because one rumor I was hearing was that he's going to be one of the teachers at the school. Because he's a champion. And so they was trying to get all these former people to come and teach at the school. That could be a rumor. I doubt it, dude. I just think he's gone or retired. That's a relative. That's his daughter. That somebody of his will be taking over. They live in that region now. And that's all it is to it, really, to me.
All I gotta say is, I just hope whenever this anime come out, I just hope she not like, I mean, I don't get that feeling. I get that feeling from, I guess that's a brother, maybe? Whoever that the dude is, whoever that is. I just don't want them to be annoying. That's all. Because I don't want her to...
They're going to be a little annoying. Let's be honest. It's... Pokemon, they're going to be a little bit annoying.
But. Yeah. So that's just the way Technetus are nowadays.
Yeah, but I don't...
They start out annoying and then they get better.
You're right, but...
Black Clover, My Hero. I know Dad might say something different, but... what's
no, Deku was annoying.
Yo, okay. See, Deku was pretty annoying at the beginning.
Was crying too much in the beginning.
He was.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some others, but... I'm drawing a blank right now.
His name honest. From Bleach.
Ichigo.
Yeah, he was annoying in the beginning. You know,
he was.
He wasn't. He wasn't as bad as nowadays protagonist, but I know what Dad talked about. Some part of it.
I would say this though. I don't think Ichigo was annoying. The girl, whoever she was.
Oh, the Hime was annoying.
She was annoying. For sure.
Are you talking about Rukia?
Whoever that girl is,
the black haired girl or the orange haired girl?
The black haired girl. The girl
that's Rukia.
The girl who he saved like in the first episode.
Yeah, that's Rukia.
Okay. She was annoying to me. Cause I'm like, bro, just let Ichigo do his thing. Like this, you see this man.
There's rules to follow and stuff like that. I get that.
Yeah, but
you know, you can't have some newbie that just stomping on traditions that's been around for decades. You know, centuries.
My thing is, they have so many rules. Bro, can't even use his full potential until like the late game. Well, not late game. You know, late episode.
But he didn't unlock his potential.
Huh?
He had to unlock his potential. He just didn't come in. You can't just come in and have all the everything going for you. You gotta learn.
Yeah, but. From what they were saying, he learned so quick. They had to put a seal or something.
He learned a lot quickly.
Yeah, but all I gotta say is at first she was annoying to me, but then you know, like every other people, she kind of warmed up to me.
Man, it took like seven seasons for them to learn Bankai.
Because it took,
you know,
I think I stopped like in the middle of Bleach when I was watching it. But
I don't know if y'all seen Bleach. But I just want to say something real quick about it, then we can get back to Pokemon.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just think it's funny that, it, like, ever since he learned Bankai, whenever he learned Bankai, there's a new form of Bankai, or there's something different about his Bankai because it's not the true Bankai. Like, yes. just now, it was like, finally, like, okay, this is your actual Bankai. And then I'd be like, what happened to the other five? That was supposed to be his actual Bankai.
That man, like, he like Deku. Deku got 10.
You was not lying.
I just think it's funny. I still like Bleach. I just think that's just one of the plot holes in Bleach. I just think it's just
that man is a little weird. He's literally Deku before Deku was Deku, because Deku got a billion quirks.
Well, that's because of All For One. There's at least a reason for it.
No,
let's Dad go ahead and talk, Dad. What you got?
No.
You did this, Randall.
You tried it. You tried it. No. Okay, so they explained for me All For One is. Gotta calm myself down because you know what you did.
No.
You know what you did. All For One is an accumulation of everybody else's quirk, plus the strength and all that stuff So,
right.
All For One is supposed to be like the enemy to One For All and All For One, like, go against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. Like it's the perfect. That's why All Might is the only one who can fight All For One. That's what All Might was the only one to do, because he had One For All.
Right.
So, but, man, Deku has been taking his time, and he's learning, because he got the power in the beginning, but he only used a small percentage of it, because he'd be breaking his body trying to do all this, you know?
Right.
So let's not act like he didn't, like, fight for it and earn it, and he wasn't training hard every day. Now, my man was sitting during readings doing curls just to get his body up, you know, just like working all day. So let's see. You're not gonna do that to my man Deku like that.
I'm just saying he got.
You knew what you was doing.
All I'm saying is he got multiple quirks. That's all I gotta say.
You do, but that's all part of the quirk, though.
You right. But I ain't gonna spoil anything. But Dad know what happened. Yeah, I'm just. Am I wrong though?
Let's get back to Pokemon.
Hold on. Before we get back to that, are you disappointed without spoiling anything? Come on.
No.
You not?
No.
Okay. All right, we get back to Pokemon. We can get back to it. Because I want to spoil it so bad, but I ain't want to do it. Because, like I said, that part that I'm talking about probably won't come in like 2-3 years. But, you know, it is what it is. But, Pokemon. Yeah, I think this anime going to be like the best anime for Pokemon.
Yeah.
Are y'all gonna watch it though?
I'm gonna watch it.
You gonna watch it, Elder? You gonna watch it?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what my free time looks like.
Yeah, you are.
You gotta give it the first five.
Mm. Oh, that's just a rule I live by. But the rule is going to be, well, not the rule, but it's going to be, will I have time to actually watch it?
You ain't lying.
Just the thing.
Right.
It's not that I won't watch it. If I watch it, it's usually it's three. But it's five if I'm still curious about it.
Yeah, it's first five. Once you get past that fifth episode, like if it's not clear what's going on, then like okay, I'm out.
Like for example, when I was watching AOT, I couldn't get past the second episode, so I just stopped.
You know, sad for me. Like when I was watching AOT, I got through like a season, and I got to season two, and I'm like, yo, like why am I getting invested in anybody in this show, like? Why am I getting invested in anybody? Like, I'm done.
You ain't lying.
You know,
in season one, everybody was getting murked. So you
everybody in that school. We got connected to people at school. We got the guys were bullies, but they were really good guys. All this stuff, and they all just got waxed one after another.
You ain't
one
lying.
Attack.
You 100% right.
All that training for what? For what? All that time animating these characters for what? They couldn't have been NPCs.
They
wasted our time and dialogue. I'll give it to them. I'll give it to them. I'll give AOT this. They've been giving out jobs to worthless anime characters for a long time. Okay?
That's how you do. So
thank you, AOT, for helping the unemployment numbers by giving these worthless anime characters jobs.
That's how you feel that?
Damn. That's
how you feel.
I'm saying congratulations. You don't want that?
You know, we won anime of the year. You know. I'm like every argument from here on now until that new list of 2023 come out for the list of anime, every argument you say about Attack on Titan, I will legit just bring that up. I'm just saying. But Pokemon, how y'all feel about the anime though?
I'm going to watch. The thing is, like, me and my wife were going through this thing to where she was never an anime person before me.
Yeah, I remember I didn't mean to cut you off. Remember she said that when we was our last recording? When you gave her the phone about Attack on Titan, I remember she said that.
Yeah, so like I'm getting into animes that are more like that story driven, you know, so she can enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, that has a good story, unlike Attack on Titan, you know, but like, you know, but something like she can, like literally like she like am, but it's the last My Hero thing. We're literally watching it, right? And she's like sitting like this the whole time, like.
Talking about My Hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's because you grow attachment to characters. And that's the kind of animes I want to bring to my wife to watch. You know what I'm saying? Because I want her to get attached to people. And then, because I know what happens. I read the manga. And I'm looking at her it's like, oh, you have to cry again. And then, like, when the moment happens, I can see her crying. Like, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I'll do Pokemon. Initially on the drop, I might wait till like the season like gets halfway through, and then like, and bring her along then so she can binge it for a little bit.
Or, what you can do is go on your Switch, download Pokemon TV, and have her watch like individual shows of Pokemon to see if she like it, because they got like. They got like a whole bunch of stuff on Pokemon TV. It's free. If you want to do all that now. You don't got to do all that though.
Because I don't know if Pokemon's going to be the next one I show her though. That's the thing though. Because we're still thinking about it. Because like we're caught up on it now. She wants to start another one. And like I'm trying to figure out like which one I want to do.
Do some old 90s.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking Yu Yu Hakusho.
I was about to say that. Yeah, put on Yu Yu Hakusho.
I'm thinking I might do that one. I also want to like, because I know she would like Fairy Tail. Even though I didn't think it was like great, I think she would like it though.
Fairy Tail too long. I won't do Fairy
Tail. It's very long, but it keeps us busy though too.
Well, yeah, you're right. Well, LJ, what you about to say?
Either do Fairy Tail or Marching, the anime before Fairy Tail. It's the same creator.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So I'll do Yu Yu Hakusho next. Matter of fact, I'll probably have her start that tonight.
To be honest with you, if you do Yu Yu Hakusho, it'll take y'all probably, if y'all binge watch it, you be done with Yu Yu Hakusho in like 4 or 5 days.
We don't do it like that. Like we watch like 5 episodes, and we'll go a couple days without watching it because like family stuff, and then like when we sit down and say, hey, let's throw some anime, cool, this is what we do,
okay, so it's up to you if you wanna, it's up to you, either do what LJ say, either Fairy Tail or whatever the one before Fairy Tail, or do Yu Yu Hakusho.
So I was actually thinking about even throwing Dragon Ball, but I don't think she'll like Dragon Ball.
I mean, because
Dragon Ball has its own problems. Like, as much as I love Dragon Ball Z, like, the Frieza arc is too long. You know, even if you do the Dragon Ball Kai, you know, it's still, like...
Now, it's up to her if she wanna... Because with Dragon Ball, sometimes you gotta watch the movie, because they gonna...
The movies are canon. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you. Or it's up to her. I ask her, like... You know, do you want your next anime, do you want it to go through a throwback, or do you want something more 2000-ish? If she says she want a throwback, like LJ say, go Yu Yu Hakusho.
She'll tell me to pick. That's how it's going to go.
Oh, okay. What's the, Nah, I won't say that. That's trolling. I won't say that.
What?
I'll say Blade.
Rick.
I say put on Blade. Now y'all can't sit here and lie to me that Blade did not go hard back in the day. Y'all cannot sit here and lie.
Right. Yeah,
I'm just saying, y'all
we were six.
Y'all know damn well Blade was going crazy back in
the day. We were six.
But we was in middle school when Blade was no, we wasn't, never mind.
No, we weren't. I definitely know we were 6 years old.
Y'all can't sit here and lie to me saying Blade did not go hard back in the day.
Yeah.
Alright.
We were six.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is Blade was going crazy. That's all I gotta say.
When we tried to get Dragoon at the Beyblade. You remember that? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's when we thought Beyblade was real. That's when we thought it was real.
When we were six.
But if I were you, Dad, I go the Fairy Tail route.
You think so?
Yeah, because it got like a whole bunch of arcs, got some filler, and then y'all can talk about it, and that's an anime you could probably binge watch for like maybe 5 months, depending on how y'all watch the episodes.
Yeah, that's true. I have a fundamental problem with Fairy Tail though. Yeah, I'm sure everybody does.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I know you're talking about.
I really don't see the hate
for Fairy Tail. I mean, granted, I know Fairy Tail ain't the best shonen anime, but I still don't think it deserves the hate that it gets, though. Let's be real.
It's not okay. So here's the thing: it's not the hate. My fundamental problem is that death does not matter in Fairy Tail.
You're right, though.
Yeah,
like there's literally like no consequence at the end of the day. Everybody's still alive, usually.
That's because Fairy Tail came out like as that kid friendly anime where no blood, nobody dying. Once you beat the main villain, he gonna
people are getting jacked up, and it was like, oh, I got to give my life for this, and they end up not doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fairy Tail. Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
No, it's a frustrating thing. Like, it's like there's literally no consequences in the end. Even the girl that that was supposed to be dead from the beginning that everybody was crying for. She wasn't. And I was like, once they did that, I said, hell no. Like, really?
Now, let's keep it real. Fairy tale is like, now, I would say Fairy Tail is a beginner's kid-friendly shonen anime. Because let's say my nephew, right? Let's say he come up to me and be like, he trying to get into anime. I'll be like, I'll get him Fairy Tail. I won't put him on Dragon Ball. I'll put him on Fairy Tail. Because Fairy Tail, like I said, Fairy Tail, the main villain of that arc, will come in, don't kill nobody, don't do nothing. And then once they beat him, he will legit join the team and be friends with him.
Yeah.
So
every time.
That's what Fairy Tail came off. Fairy Tail came off as that Disney kid friendly anime where, hey, we gonna fight, but we ain't finna have no blood, no gore, no death, no nothing. Y'all gonna fight, kiss, make up, and you gonna join his team next. So that, you know, that's I think that's why a lot of people don't like Fairy Tail like that. Now, granted, I think some people hate the story and the arcs and stuff like that, too. But I think it was a little bit more adulty, glory, you know, ish, like Dragon Ball was back in the day. I think it would be a lot better, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But to be honest with you, Dad, I'd probably start off with that. And then see how she like it and, you know, put that throwback on her. Put that Yu Yu Hakusho on her.
Hey, first of all, I don't appreciate you telling me to put some throwback on my wife. Like, I don't appreciate you telling me to do that.
I'm sorry. You gotta, you know, the music. The music, man, you know.
Okay. Before you get yourself in any more trouble.
I was just going with the music. That's what I was trying to put, you know, the music.
Oh, boy.
But, LJ, what's your thoughts about the Pokemon anime?
I forgot it was Pokemon, obviously.
I don't know, but we were just talking about Fairy Tail. but what's your thoughts about Pokemon, though?
I'll be interested to see if they go in a new direction. Of course, it's going to still be for kids. First and foremost, mm-hmm. Pokemon will be and forever be for kids unless somebody at...
Children.
Right. Unless somebody at Game Freak or Nintendo decides, or whoever does the anime, decides to be like, hey, let's make something for our older audiences.
Right.
So it's still going to be kiddie, but I'm just interested in, you know, if they're going to keep doing it like how Ash was doing it. You know, this region is different where you have 18 different things to do. You have to do the beasts, the star events, and the gyms. So it's just interesting. And how they're going to incorporate the school. Again, I'll say this. This school is 1,000% better than whatever school they did in Alua, Halawa, whatever it's called. But it'd be interesting how they incorporate the school, because the school, even though it doesn't seem like it in the game, is actually a big part, and I can see it playing a big part in the anime. So I would like to see how that is done.
I'm trying to see how they're going to do it, because let's be real. This is like the biggest Pokemon probably made. So I think this is probably going to be the longest one, too. There's a lot they got to tell, because we had the Badges, Team Star, and the Titans. So I'm trying to figure out, and the Terror thing, too. So ain't no telling how they gonna do that. Are they gonna do it to where they gonna be battling, then do the boss fight, not boss fight, the villain fight, then do the Titans, or they gonna do what they did in Journeys where Gon, wherever that other person was, where he gonna do the adventures while Ash do the, you know, Badges? Are they gonna split it up, you know? So, I mean, I'm excited to see. The anime style, I don't think they're gonna change a lot. I think they might sharpen it a little bit, but I don't think they're gonna change it like that, though. But I'm ready for it, because like I said, this is probably Scarlet Violet. This is probably like the best Pokemon game we had for what to me before X. This is both the best game we had since X and Y. That's what I'm trying to say, and with this, I'm, you know, just trying to see. So it's gonna be a lot that they gotta put. You know what I'm saying? Because this game is big, so I don't know. But hopefully, like I said, I don't want them to yell. I don't want them. Well, they're gonna yell, but I just don't want them to be like, how Austin was in Black Clover. Because I remember when I was watching it, when I first watched the Elder, you mentioned it to me. You were like, because I think you said you read the manga, and you said Austin was annoying the manga. You gonna hate him. And you wasn't lying. The first few 10 episodes, he was yelling. I was like, bro, you was yelling because...
I tell everybody that. I said, when it first came out, I said, you're going to hate Asta, even though you might like what he's doing. You're going to hate him just because of how they have his personality. But then the author toned him down because he was hating him, supposedly. That's what I heard. It was like the author hated him, too. So he was like, I got to tone him down. So yeah, he toned him down and... It was a lot better after that.
Yeah, he was tripping. Because like I said, bro, he was doing something in the barn with the, well, they call him sister. And he spilled water on her. And he legit just yelled for no reason. Like, bro, you just spilled water on her. You don't got to yell. So, you know, but I don't know. Like I said, it's going to be new. It's going to be something different. Hopefully it's just not that bad different where everybody clowning Pokemon and Pokemon got to do something like a 360 and change the entire anime and bring back Ash, but I don't think they're gonna do that. But we just gotta wait and see. So
yeah.
So for everybody out there, I think April or May. I think April or May. They said anime gonna come out, maybe? I say summer. Let's just put it there. Summer, sometime this year, we gonna see the new anime. So, you know, we just gotta wait to see. But before we leave, Dad, what you gotta say to these folks, man?
Thank you for coming here and joining the ride with us. Follow me on Dad
Gamer. Hold on. I gotta be petty. Because what you just said, the Denver Broncos, he said, enjoy the ride. Let's talk about it.
Leave that man alone.
Let's talk about it.
Talk about what? They suck. They're trash. But they like AOT. So
what?
The Broncos ain't good. They fired their coach who was on his first year. You know, they say, all right, you're trash. They paid all this money for Russell Wilson, and they don't even have the number one draft pick to get better next year because that pick's in Seattle.
Nah, because they used their two picks to bring Russ in their first round.
Yeah, I know. They traded it to Seattle, so they only have a number one pick next year. So they're going to stay trash.
All I'm saying is respect the Russ.
It's just bad decisions all around.
I like Russ. I liked him when he was in Seattle. He's a good guy. I just hate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a good family man. Football player right now, though.
Now, that'd be so funny. He come back next year. That man about 13-2, 13-3, or something.
Hey, if he come back next year, then we know it was the coach and not Russ.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right. Now, if he come back worse, then yeah, Russ, bro, bro. You finna pay us that $250 million. Because I heard he got his own private office or something in the stadium. Not stadium.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be mad at him for that because he's in there studying like a lot too. So it's like he brings receivers in there and they're talking to him. They're studying film together. So it's used. It's not like he just got to just be private and stuff like that. No, he's in there like studying film and doing stuff. So because and even though he's been trashed, this man. Have you seen the? I don't know if you guys see the video that goes around that. Russell Wilson last week. Finally scored through more touchdowns than he does have bathrooms in his own house.
How many bathrooms in his own house?
He
has 12 bathrooms in his house.
Who need? You know what?
He lives in a mansion. What do you thought? You thought he was going to just... thought Sierra was just going to live in just a random house?
No.
I mean, you 3-bedroom, 2-baths. Sierra going to live in
there? No, I'm just like, you can live in a mansion and have like 3 bathrooms. But you know what? You right. That man got $250 million. He can do whatever he want. But that's sad. But, you know, I liked him when he was in Seattle. I liked Legion of Doom when he was in Seattle.
Oh,
I mean Boom?
Boom.
I thought it was Doom.
No, it was Legion of Boom.
No.
Boom? Oh.
Legion of Doom was wrestling.
DC.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me double check. But you know,
I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, you are the football guy.
Look it up.
It would be a God delusion move for I don't know how many years, my boy. Well, Legion of Doom, you either gonna get DC or the wrestler, like he said.
Yeah, my hands were tight, right?
So you got a computer?
No, I said boom. I didn't say doom.
You didn't say doom.
Oh, well, no. I thought I said boom. I'm sorry. No, I'm
you even said doom again.
No.
Yes.
No, I thought I
don't
said
worry.
Boom.
Hey,
no,
LJ, when you edit this, rewind this part and do it like a...
No, I thought I said boom, but doom came out my mouth. But no, I know what y'all talking about. Yeah, that's DC. I know what you're talking about.
But, all right, then.
But Dad, what else you got to say, Dad?
Not just follow me on Dad Gamer. Underscores in between the words. And I'm working on some things. Trying to get my stream going again. Randall should be streaming soon. I'm throwing him under the bus.
Hopefully. I'm gonna try though.
I'm literally waiting till I get my new place before I start streaming.
Like I said, whenever you start streaming, that's when I'm gonna start streaming, because we're supposed to dual stream. And then
yeah, I mean, we can figure out something to play and dual stream it, you know.
And then my homeboy who I'll be talking to on Discord, he's supposed to be streaming too. I don't know when though, so eventually I'm gonna get back. I don't have a time frame just yet, but eventually I'm gonna get back. It's either when he starts streaming or whenever Dad starts streaming. Whenever one of y'all starts streaming, that's when I'm gonna start streaming.
We can have some stream nights with the podcast. Just throw it out there. You know, it'll be fun.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. LJ, what you got to say, man?
I got nothing to say. I do have one thing to say. And before you put sources to anything, make sure you check them to make sure they're authorized. Because you just don't want no really-nilly, you know, article that says Japan counted all these votes for AOT or something like that.
Hiroshima said this.
You got to check your sources, kids. Check. Don't be like your sources.
Yeah, make sure you cite your sources. They'll tell you that in high school and college, like especially in college, if you're writing a paper, you always tell you to cite your sources. You know, Wikipedia is not a source. Okay,
that I sent multiple sources to y'all, not just one, from different.
Well, we're just giving out education right now. That's all we're doing.
All I'm saying is, I sent.
Why are you being defensive? It's not about you. We're just giving our education.
It said check sources. That's all I said. I don't know where this other part is coming from.
Yeah, we're just giving out education. There's probably kids in college who are listening to this right now. I'd be like, you know what? I should cite my sources. I always get docked for it on my grade. You know, just cite your sources.
You done, LJ?
I'm done. Yeah. I just want to make sure people cite their sources.
All I got to say is, Attack on Titan won Anime of the Year in 2022. Was it? I didn't say nothing. The people who made anime, they voted for it.
Oh, you made that lead.
Dad turned his camera off. They won it. The end of the season finna come. I can't wait for it. They swear this is gonna be bad, but this probably will break the internet. This probably will win Anime of the Year again, depending on how they do the award show. They may not even put this up for it, because I think they're only going to show like 8-9 episodes. I don't know. They ain't going to show that many episodes. Pokemon, I'm waiting for the new anime. I'm trying to see what they're going to do. I'm pretty sure this probably going to be the longest series we have in Pokemon. But, you know, ain't no telling. I don't know about Team Rocket. I don't know if Team Rocket going to come back. Hopefully they do. I don't know, because I probably going to miss Meow. But, you know, here they are. But other than that, man, Scarlet and Violet, good games. If I had the money, I would legit probably buy Violet. But, you know, it is what it is. But other than that, man, hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode, man. And we catch y'all on the next one, man. Peace out.
Peace. And